The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
This week, we've seen anger over the street party in Limerick and dismay over what happened in Dublin last weekend. Mounting frustration also over the vaccine rollout. Mark McSherry, Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, South Donegal and North Roscommon is joining us. And Senator Barry Ward, a Fine Gael Justice spokesperson, is also on the line. Good morning and welcome to you both. Let's talk about Limerick first of all. Mark, what is your verdict on what happened in Limerick?
Well, look, it's terrible when we see these breaches. Somewhat understandable. I mean, people's frustration with the lockdowns and so on. But I think one of the things here is I understand from my colleague Willie O'Dea that this particular estate is very substantial student rentals, private rentals. There's a very small percentage of people getting face-to-face or needing face-to-face education at third level at the moment. And one would wonder why it's the case that these people aren't, back in their family homes during the lockdown and operating from there. Also, the issue with codes of conduct.
A lot of them now, in fairness, Mark, the explanations they give is that they don't maybe have good broadband at home, they've paid for their accommodation, and by God, they're going to use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an argument they can use. But I mean, we keep giving the message in terms of respect the restrictions, and yet we're having these breaches. So I don't think the deterrent is sufficient when you look at the codes of conduct in some of these universities. They can apply fines and so on. Indeed, in Galway, there's accounts of people being asked to write essays as a result of punishment. And I don't think that's an adequate deterrent. Obviously, the Gardaí will enforce by way of the fixed charge fines that are being there. But we've also had the issue with drug dealing and so on. The Gardaí can do their best, but we must do our best as society to continue to promote compliance because we all want to get out of this lockdown, which is us all crawling up the walls, you know.
Mm. Senator Barry Ward, what is your take on the students in Limerick? Many of them got, what is legally ordained, the on-the-spot fines. The college is talking about sanctions if they get to the bottom of who's organising the party and so on. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, obviously everybody regrets what happened and it shouldn't have happened. But my understanding is that this happened in private rental accommodation off campus. So I'm a little bit surprised to hear the university talking about sanctions that they might impose on them. Mark talks about there not being sufficient deterrence. I mean, the Oireachtas has introduced laws to outlaw this kind of behaviour. There are fines and there are penalties. And I believe, in fact, that a file has been sent to the DPP in respect of this. And there's one individual already before the courts. If that isn't deterrent enough, I don't think some kind of disciplinary procedure within the university is going to change that. But I do think as well, we need to put it in context. I mean, Mark is quite right. Of course this shouldn't happen, but it's not really about blaming them for being there. And you've indicated some of the reasons why they might be there. It's not really our job, I think, to second guess why they're there. And I'm concerned that one of the unfortunate social byproducts of COVID is that we have almost made catching people out a national sport. And there has to be some kind of perspective and proportionality on this.
Barry, just a second. I mean, these images were posted online. There was no one sneaking up on somebody and looking in through the curtained window to catch a house party. This was happening on the street, fireworks, and hugging, kissing, drinking. There was no shame involved here at all. This was a very public
act. And as I said at the very outset, Pat, it is reprehensible behaviour. It should not happen. And it shouldn't at any level be encouraged. But it is against the law. And we know that the Gardaí attended. We know that fixed charge penalty notice or on-the-spot fines were issued. We know that files have been sent to the DPP. So these people are being prosecuted for their misbehaviour. And the point that I'm making is, I kind of wonder what business of the university it is after that. If it happened on campus or during a lecture or in some context, in the context of the university, that would be one thing. But instead you have students who are private individuals outside the campus acting in a private capacity, misbehaving in a private capacity without doubt. And now the university is on top of whatever sanction they might face in the courts, talking about disciplining them. And I just wonder if we've gone a little bit far
basis,
in that.
I mean, I should mention you're a barrister as well, so you know your legal onions. Mark, what about that? You talked about codes of conduct for students, but, they're in accommodation they paid for. They are subject to sanction by the Gardaí, so colleges butt out.
Well, I'm not saying put out, but I mean, I think there's a superficiality to somebody getting 100 lines or being asked to write an essay. They can apply fines, and I understand that in the past when fines have been applied to students for various indiscretions, that a lot of the time they're not paid. So, you know, I think it's a very difficult environment. We have to call it out when it happens, certainly, encourage people to, you know, abide by the restrictions till we get to the end of this, and support the Gardaí in the enforcement measures they have done.
No, but do you believe that the colleges have a role to play because of their codes of conduct? Mark?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, do you believe that colleges have a role? You did mention the colleges have codes of conduct. Do you believe they have a role in sanctioning in some way those of their student body who are in charge of the organisation of this?
I think it's very difficult when they're in private rental accommodation and it's operating off campus. I think it's a civil matter then for the Gardaí to pursue. I mean, I would encourage, of course, colleges to administer whatever rules they can, but I'm just not sure they're going to be the adequate deterrent. So, I mean, we have the law of the land, which it is, and we have files going to the DPP, which is important, and to promote that fact to encourage people to abide by the rules, you know.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Barry, I've often heard it's, you know, of people who are guilty of bad behaviour in Oxford or Cambridge, they get sent down. And this would not necessarily be conduct on the college. If they robbed a car, for example, in one of those eminent cities, and it came to the attention of the college authorities, they might be sent down for such an offence.
Absolutely, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I suppose robbing a car is a more serious offence than the certainly in terms of the canon of criminal law than these matters are. I'm really just saying that as a broad concept, we should be taking these in the proportion in which we hear them, rather than for example, if they're members of Shannon Rugby Club as well, should Shannon Rugby Club be disciplining them because they're members? Maybe one of them plays on one of the teams for Shannon, or if they're a member of another sports club or the Scouts in Limerick or whatever it is, should they also be disciplining them? I'm saying that there should be proportionality.
If you go back to the Welsh rugby team, they had to lose one of their key members because he disobeyed the rules and regulations that the team had laid down for COVID. And he didn't get to play. So, you know, clubs do sanction their own people. But the other question, Barry, is you may have seen the HSE revelation yesterday about a student outbreak, shall we say, where one case led to 442 cases in Galway. So that's why it's serious.
Absolutely. It is. I'm not saying that it's not serious, Pat. What I'm saying, and of course we see that, and that's why the laws were put in place, and that's why we're saying that this behaviour is unacceptable and reprehensible. What I'm saying is that we must also see it in context. So, for example, the danger is somebody makes a mistake, and it's, as I say, a reprehensible mistake, but it follows them for a very long time, and we see that with other people where details are published of them, of their personal details, after they've done something, and it follows them for years and years. So one of these students, for example, if their names were to come into the public domain and they're sitting down in an interview for a job in 5 or 10 years' time, the employer says, oh, that's one of those students who was partying in Limerick during the lockdown. I don't want that person in my company. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that what they've done is acceptable, but that level of extension and explosion of what they have done is disproportionate to the actual event. Of course they should face the consequences.
We saw something much more serious in Dublin and last weekend in Grafton Street, and the use of fireworks, not in party mood, but as an offensive weapon, it would appear, against the Gardaí. And that case also is before the court, so we won't dwell on it, but everyone knows what was seen to unfold on social media video and so on. You know, could the Gardaí do more? And they're going to be faced with the same challenge in Cork, it would appear, that there is a gathering scheduled, even though, you know, I'm not allowed to meet two people in a public park for a walk. I can meet one other person, but yet you can have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who gather without sanction in the city centres of
Absolutely.
Dublin and Cork.
Exactly, and it's the frustration that ordinary law-abiding people feel. It has been described as a protest. I don't accept that it was a protest. I think it was just illegal behaviour. But I think that the guards behaved actually very proportionately. So they didn't arrive in riot gear. They didn't wade into the crowd until such time as it kicked off in the manner in which it did. And people will have seen the videos online and on media. the Gardaí are doing exactly, I think, what they should do. They're meeting this at the right level. They're not being heavy-handed. They're being much, like, police are being much more heavy-handed in other countries in Europe than they are here. And the Taoiseach, when he was Taoiseach, talked at the very beginning of this about policing by consent. And I think that's one of the characteristics of policing in Ireland.
But what should they do? They saw what happened, and I'll come to Mark on this in a moment. They saw what happened in Dublin. You know, a few people. By the way, the government seems to deny the fact that people can have a genuine complaint about the lockdown. We've been locked down four times longer than Germany, and our rates are pretty much the same. Jane on the text screen here, a News Talk listener, says, as long as the government allow 10,000 people to enter Ireland on a weekly basis, while we can't travel more than 5 kilometres, I will continue to protest against the stupidity and arrogance of Micheál Martin's government. There are people who are genuinely teed off with the government because of the way they've handled the lockdown. So there are good reasons to object, perhaps. The question is, how do you do it without causing more infection?
Well, exactly. And the demonstration that we saw on Grafton Street last weekend was not a legitimate way to do it. There are lots of ways in which can be done, even in compliance with the rules. I can tell you, as a senator, I receive regular emails from people protesting about different aspects of the way that COVID has been dealt with. And that is absolutely legitimate, and I try to engage with that. But there is a distinct difference between that and what we've seen developing. As to how the guards should react to that, I think it needs to be proportioned and even-handed, and I think that's what they've done so far.
Cork? What should they do for Cork?
Well, I think they
had
they
a guy on breakfast this morning explaining why they were protesting, and he was asked by Shane Coleman, you know, will you take responsibility for what happened? And he said, oh, when the government and the councils and all that take their responsibilities, then I'll take responsibility. But he refused, actually, to accept any responsibility for any trouble that may occur, and hopefully none will. But that's where we're at. So what should the guards do in advance of that?
I think the government takes this responsibility very seriously, but I think they need to enforce the law. So where you have situations, and it's not the first time that's happened, but we have situations where people are gathering illegally, then it is the responsibility of the Gardaí to enforce the law and to break up that gathering. There are many ways in which that could be done, and the policing by consent model has got to be the first step in that. But what the guards
did in Grafton Street, let it go ahead tomorrow in Cork.
No, not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you don't wade into them in riot gear first. What you do is you first of all approach it, you approach them individually and you break up the gathering. If that doesn't succeed or if they become violent, then you meet that with a proportionate response to that. It should never be allowed.
What do you think should happen tomorrow, Mark?
Well, look, I support the right for peaceful protest, but obviously we can't be endangering other people's lives and in the current context.
Hang on a second, Mark. This business of peaceful protest, we're not allowed to have gatherings at the moment under the regulations of any kind. Family, sporting, any of that. So what's this peaceful protest nonsense at this stage? Protests are not allowed at the moment. Maybe you'll talk about a denial of free speech and so on, but the rules apply to all of us. You can't meet bunches of people.
Indeed they do, and I would appeal to everybody to obey the rules and obey the lockdowns. But in a general sense, of course, which I was about to say, was I support the right for peaceful protest. Now, what we saw last week was not a peaceful protest, and I'm on the side of the Gardaí.
If they're good tomorrow, do you think that's okay? If they all behaved impeccably?
If they insist on breaching the rules and doing it, I would hope that it's in a peaceful way, socially distanced, with masks worn. But I would prefer if they didn't proceed with it. Now, I mean, my priority is to get the people vaccinated so we put an end to this misery for everybody. I mean, I'm not comfortable with lockdowns or the level of restrictions that are there, but I'm not a physician, and the healthcare professionals are telling us we must. I don't like it. I'm more with the WHO in terms of, not preferring lockdowns over other measures and developing a strategy. I mean, the world has failed in developing a strategy for living with this, and vaccines seems like the only out. Certainly in Ireland, we're unique with our draconian measures and length of lockdowns, and that speaks to failing in our capacity for dealing with it. That's just a matter of fact. So vaccination is the priority, and sadly so far we're failing there too.
Okay, I'll talk about that now. Just one text from Mary in Limerick. I live in the area beside a household of students. The infection rate has exploded. I'm terrified, afraid to go out of my house. Who's going to protect me? Asks Mary. Now, that question of the vaccination delays, AstraZeneca have kind of put their hands up and said we should have done more. The HSE are saying every bit of vaccine we have, we're putting in people's arms, although there is a question mark over a small fraction of the small amount of Moderna we got in January. I saw a headline in the Times of London this morning about that. Barry, what is your take on vaccine delays? Are we doing as best we can?
I think we are at the moment. Everybody will always be frustrated until they have received the vaccine themselves. But my understanding is that every vaccine we have has been administered. So as soon as it arrives, it's being put into somebody's arm, and that's exactly where we need to be. The problem that, or the bottleneck that we have, is in terms of getting the vaccines into the country. And criticism, I think, definitely should be levied at the pharmaceutical companies that haven't made good on their commitments to the European Union and to Ireland. But in fairness to the HSE, at this point, my understanding is they're administering everything they have. There has been discussion, for example, about looking at vaccines that are not yet approved by the EMEA, like the Sputnik vaccine. Hungary, for example, separated from the European Union in terms of its negotiation and relied on the Sputnik vaccine. No,
do you
I don't.
Think we should speed up our vaccination program? If the EMA gives it the go-ahead this week, which Luke O'Neill tells me is probably likely, there's nothing wrong with it. It's been in millions of arms. It's probably very, very safe. Should we do our own thing just to get more people vaccinated?
In addition to what we're doing with the European Union, yes, of course we should. And it's, as long as it's approved by the EMEA and safe and all the rest, I'm very happy for us to do that. But Hungary relied on the Russian supply line and were badly let down by it. So I don't think criticism can be levied against the government for not seeking to put unverified and unapproved vaccines into its citizens' arms. I think that's an important
Mark, what, point. Mark, what do you believe should happen about the slow rollout? We had a number of complaints from GPs because, the supply to GPs wasn't uniform. Hopefully that is rectified and all the over 85s will be done in the next few days at the latest. But what is your take on what we should do going forward?
Yeah, well, there's two aspects to it. First is vaccine supply. Second is our management of the rollout. On vaccine supply, I've been raising this issue almost daily since the 2nd of January. But yet, our government, my party included, and I include myself in the blame, have done nothing to supplement supplies. It's like we're the small boys in the class. Look, we're too small, so we won't stand up for ourselves. While other countries...